Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, your guide to a happy, healthy, and balanced life. I'm a health coach, educator, nurse, author, and speaker, and very passionate about healthy living. Before I go any further, you might have realized that I have changed my very beginning structure some. That's because things have been changing, life's been happening, and it's been getting better and better. So now I'm more focused, more condensed in everything that I do, and I just wanted this to come through with my introduction. Anyways, 2 weeks ago I gave you tips on how to make your Thanksgiving Day fun and easy for everyone. And I don't know how many people have listened. However, I do know that I have received some wonderful feedback, something that I so truly appreciate. And I want to thank each and everyone who actually gave me feedback on my suggestions. And here are just some examples. One person wrote, "I was so glad I listened to your show as I learned to keep the children happy and occupied so the adults could have their own conversation." I go, oh, wow, okay, that one really hit the core. That's awesome, because I remember from personal experiences when we had all the little ones with us and we were 30, 40 people, it was chaos. It was a zoo, because everybody told the children to be quiet, but nobody gave them anything to do. And that's what I did this time with the suggestions. So it seems like it definitely worked. Another person said, "The link to the craft project for the children was so cool. We had quite a few children, and they were so happy that they had things to do to keep them happy and busy. The showing off what they did before their bedtime was a highlight to them, and it was fun for us. This was our first Thanksgiving ever where everyone was happy." Isn't that an amazing testimony? Thank you so much for this feedback. I truly appreciate it. Another one was, and that one hit home with me, I'll tell you why. "Asking friends and family to bring their favorite dish was the best experience ever. Yes, we did have a few dishes called the same. However, just as you mentioned, none of them tasted the same. This opened up a warm conversation and comparison of recipes, which was so much fun." So again, always making the best out of every situation. That is what's so totally awesome. Another person said, "What I liked best was that by everyone bringing their favorite dish, they wanted to take their own dish home, you know, the serving dish home. Therefore, everyone helped with cleaning up, and it was like a snap, and the chores were done in no time." And there again, I remember I told you 2 weeks ago, as I said, when we had usually 30 to 40 people on our table, because we held our Thanksgiving at the ranch, and that was, you know, one of the most convenient homes to have Thanksgiving. So my husband and I were the hosts. Well, we usually cleaned up for 2 or 3 days afterwards, and I just got so tired of it. I said, that has to stop. And again, when we started asking people to bring their own dishes, they wanted to take them home that night. First of all, they helped package up the food to the people who wanted to take some home, because there was always plenty. There was an abundance of food. And so everybody said kind of what they wanted. We had some Ziploc bags ready, and they could dish it out, and then the dishes were clean. So we were empty, so we washed them all. And there was just like, it was almost like an assembly line. Somebody brought it in, somebody washed, somebody dried them, somebody gave it back to, and they went to the people who were there and asked whose dish it was till everybody had their stuff, and you know, and then they could leave. So it was one of the most amazing things. And that's when I realized also that we needed something for the children, and that's why I made that suggestion 2 weeks ago, which, according to these feedbacks, has actually been successful for the ones who listened and took it up and didn't do it before. So for the ones that had some new ideas with that, it was definitely helpful, and I'm so thrilled. So there were just a few people who commented, and I had even somebody from Canada call me up and say, hey, I really enjoyed this. This was so cool. I don't do Thanksgiving. However, we do have a lot of potlucks at work, and there's always certain people who have to do it all. Now you've given me suggestions on how I can split that up or have a sign-up sheet for people to decide what their favorite dish is, what they want to bring, and then the cleanup's going to go much faster too. So I go, yes, indeed, this is going to work. So I just would like to hear some more feedbacks from you guys. If you forgot or didn't have time to listen to the previous episode, it was exactly 2 weeks ago. So today is December 1st. It was November, I think, 17. And you can go back to that episode and listen to it. And maybe it might help you for Christmas. A lot of people have family over for Christmas. And it is quite often, especially with us back home, it was like that where I came from many moons ago. And we did the most part. The host usually did the most. And even there, I would just start suggesting have a space for the children, have them eat beforehand so they're not hungry, have enough activities for them. Let them enjoy the evening, and if they have a question, be patient with them and answer it. It's not to shove the children off in a corner, but it's to keep them busy and happy and do some arts and crafts. And I'm sure I will find something for Christmas or Hanukkah or whatever holiday you celebrate that you can do with your children, or you can look for it yourself. I mean, just Google it. And there is a plentitude from all different walks of life, things that you can do that actually are perfect for your situation. So that's what I wanted to share here. Again, I'm definitely looking forward to having more feedbacks and maybe some questions for the holidays, so we can talk about that before I go back into the last few chapters of my book that I'm writing. Just because holidays can be, and quite often, are very stressful. And actually, what I have just learned, there is no need for that. If things are organized, or let's cross that if out and say when things are organized properly, there is no stress. You get help for everything. If somebody does not want to bring a dish or cook or do something, there's other things they can do. They can bring drinks. They can bring dishes. Quite often it's paper plates or plastic plates or something that if you want to, you can recycle. Some of them you can wash and reuse. It's up to you. If you want to use the real china for the adults, go ahead. You'll have people afterwards helping you with the dishes. Take it all with stride. Make everything so that you're prepared. Always have a backup plan. But usually for those things, plan A works unless somebody gets stuck in a snowstorm or super duper icy roads. But quite often, when people have to travel far, they come in a day or two early, either to stay with you or the hotel or motel close by. There's so many things you can do. We just need to think about it. So I would really love to hear from you and see how your Thanksgiving went. And if any of you used the tradition, I believe I mentioned it 2 weeks ago. If not, I'm going to do it post facto, and you can use it even for the holidays or Christmas or what you call it, that we sat around the table and held hands. And everybody for Thanksgiving gave a sentence to up to five on what they were thankful for. And just by joining hands, there was a connection. People felt honored that they got to talk. And even the ones that were usually shy and did not like to share, if they weren't the ones starting out, they got into the mood and into the swing of it because they realized on how important it was to share, that they could be actually a blessing to others by sharing. And so let me know how that went for you if you did it. And if you didn't do it, let me know if you intend on doing it for Christmas, New Year's, whatever, whenever you get together as a huge, you know, as a big family to celebrate anything. That does not have to be just on Thanksgiving. It's something that can be done whenever you get together with more than two or three people. Because shared joy is double the joy. A shared blessing is double the blessing. So, I want to tell you also that I have a little gift here, of course, as always. And it is actually on http://. BestThanksgivingSong.com. That's again, BestThanksgivingSong, all one word, .com. And I really enjoy this actor, it's not an actor, but this composer's or this songwriter's lyrics. And they are actually on that website. If you scroll down, you'll find the lyrics. And the way he put everything together and into one song was just so peaceful and a huge blessing to me that I felt this would be a perfect sharing with you. So go listen to it, enjoy it, read the lyrics, maybe learn the song for another year. Who knows? But in the meantime, my 15 minutes are almost up. I really, really want to wish each and every one of you a happy, healthy, and balanced life until we talk again next week. And, of course, until the end of the year and many more years to come. I know I skipped Thanksgiving Day as I wanted you to have time with your loved ones. But, again, today we made up for it. And you can contact me at dythomson@gmail.com or call me or text me at 562-335-4956. Definitely leave me a message. I don't have time to answer the phone all the time. So I will get back to you within 24 to 48 hours when you do leave a message or text me. When there is no message, I'm sorry, you won't hear back from me. Anyways, have a fabulous week until next Thursday, December 8th already. And I wish everybody a wonderful, happy, healthy, and blessed day. Take care and looking forward to hearing from you. Have a great day.